Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. China begins large military drills off the coast of Taiwan. Alex Jones admits Sandy Hook shooting was real. And firefighters in California start to take control of huge blaze. It's Thursday, August 4. I'm Cinta Templeton. China fired multiple missiles around Taiwan as it launched unprecedented military drills a day after a visit by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the self-ruled island that Beijing regards as its sovereign territory. The Chinese military exercises launched on Thursday involved its Navy, Air Force and other departments and are set to last until Sunday. They include missile strikes on targets in the seas north and south of the island, in an echo of the last major Chinese military drills aimed at intimidating Taiwan's leaders and voters held in 1995 and 1996. After visiting Taiwan, Pelosi and other members of Congress flew to South Korea, a key US ally where around 28,500 American troops are deployed as part of an Asian tour that included stops in Singapore and Malaysia. She met South Korean National Assembly Speaker Kim Jin-pyo and other senior members of parliament on Thursday. After that hour-long meeting, Pelosi spoke about the bilateral alliance forged during the 1950-53 Korean War. A friendship, a relationship that began from urgency and security many years ago has become the warmest of friendships, Pelosi said in a joint news conference with Kim. Pelosi's visit includes an inter-Korean border area that is jointly controlled by the American-led UN Command and North Korea, making her the highest-level American to go to the joint security area since then-President Donald Trump went there in 2019 for his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pelosi will speak by phone Thursday afternoon with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's on vacation this week, according to Yoon's office. 4 years, bombastic far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has insisted to his millions of followers the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax, that children weren't killed and that parents were crisis actors in an elaborate ruse to force gun control. Under oath and facing a jury that could hit him with $150 million or more in damages for his false claims, Jones said on Wednesday he now realizes that was irresponsible and believes that what happened in the deadliest school shooting in American history was 100% real. Jones's public contrition came on the final day of testimony in a 2-week defamation lawsuit against him and his Austin-based media company, Free Speech Systems, brought by Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis. Their son was a first grader who was among the 20 students and 6 teachers killed at the school in Newton, Connecticut on December 14, 2012. "I unintentionally took part in things that did hurt these people's feelings," said Jones, who also acknowledged raising conspiracy claims about other mass tragedies, from the Oklahoma City and Boston Marathon bombings to the mass shootings in Las Vegas and Parkland, Florida. "And I'm sorry for that." A forensic psychiatrist testified the parents suffer from complex post-traumatic stress disorder inflicted by ongoing trauma, similar to what might be experienced by a soldier at war. Courts in Texas and Connecticut have already found Jones liable for defamation for his portrayal of the Sandy Hook massacre as a hoax involving actors aimed at increasing gun control. Now, Heslin and Lewis are asking the jury in Austin for $150 million in compensation for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Firefighters have gotten their first hold on California's deadliest and most destructive fire of the year. The McKinney Fire near the Oregon border was 10% contained as of Wednesday night, and bulldozers and hand crews were making progress carving fire breaks around much of the rest of the blaze, fire officials said at a community meeting. The southeastern corner of the blaze above the Siskiyou County seat of Yreka, which has around 7,800 residents, was contained. Evacuation orders for sections of the town and Hawkinsville were downgraded to warnings, allowing people to return home, but with a warning the situation remained dangerous. Around 1,300 residents remained under evacuation orders, officials said. The fire didn't advance on Wednesday following several days of brief but heavy rain from thunderstorms that provided cloudy, damper weather. "This is a sleeping giant right now," said Darrell Laws, a unified incident commander on the blaze. More than 100 homes and other buildings have burned and four bodies have been found, including two in a burned car in a driveway. The latest storm also brought concerns about possible river flooding and mudslides. A private contractor in a pickup truck who was aiding the firefighting effort was hurt when a bridge gave out and washed away his vehicle. Elsewhere, one firefighter was injured and two others treated for heat exhaustion while fighting a wildfire in North Texas that burned almost half a square mile on Wednesday, officials said. The fire, around 40 miles southwest of Fort Worth, was completely contained as of Wednesday afternoon, according to the Texas A&M Forest Service. Meanwhile, wildfires have erupted in central Texas as hot, breezy weather and extreme drought persist in the area.
You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.